And now, without further ado, here is Brian Gould and Peter Villa.
Let me just tell you what how I did my run. Let me just jump right into it.
Peter, how was your run today?
Yeah, it didn't happen today, Brian. Thanks for asking, but it was yesterday. I'm on a schedule right now where I run a day, take a day off, run a day, take a day off. Just in the healing process of this hamstring predicament I found myself in a few weeks ago, but I'm on the mend. Yesterday was a 3.1, by far my strongest. Starting to feel like it's coming back for real.
That's good.
I'm carrying a lot of poundage, though, man. I'm very high on the scale.
You're in the Clyde Army?
Clyde Army.
But I feel like $1 million. I feel great.
Well, that's important.
But the scale says to me, you have a lot of work to do.
Well, yeah.
That's because I have one of those AI scales, and it has a weird voice interface. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to crush me. You have a lot of work to do.
Did you pay extra for that?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to turn it off, but it doesn't work. Some days I put one foot on it and said, no, no, keep going.
Peter, I know that's not all of you.
Actually, my digital scale is the kind of scale that if you get on it, no matter what, it says the weight that it had said previously. Like, it just does. Mm-hmm. So I only weigh myself once every week. I always weigh Saturday mornings because if I do it every single day, I'll drive myself insane.
Okay.
And beyond a week is kind of pointless because I can't track it against sort of behavioral patterns. So for the last 10 years, it's always Saturday mornings.
Okay. You're a creature of habit.
Yeah. You could call it that. Mm-hmm. Some people say other things. If I don't put like half a foot on it or a bag of flour or something to reset it, it will just keep saying the same weight over and over again. So I have to do the half foot, sort of halfway on. I love that number when I do that, by the way. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
What?
165. That'd be great.
Why don't you just turn it on and off?
It doesn't work that way. It's one of those you just tap it. It's very cheap. I should probably get a new scale, but I don't.
You're putting a piece of flour, a bag of flour on it to quote unquote reset it, I think you may need a new scale. Or maybe you just weigh the same every week. That is possible.
That is really super possible. Pandemic Pete has tend to. I'm not saying I'm eating more.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think I am.
Yeah.
I'm probably not eating the best.
Yeah.
And all the running I'm doing is probably offsetting the eating poorly. So you might be right. I might just be middle of the road.
I don't know. I've managed to keep off the pounds that I took off.
You look great.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm seeing all of you today. We're not wearing masks. We're about 12, 13, 14 feet apart here in your, would you call this a garage?
It's a carport. We're definitely outside.
Because two sides are open.
Yeah.
And there's a roof because we just had a tremendous thunderstorm.
Right. Otherwise, we would be fully outside on the patio. But
it's moist and possibly going to rain again.
That's right.
So we're being careful. But I was going to say, you look good.
Well.
I don't want to say you look the best you've ever looked. Because you've never looked better than in that marathon photo of you crossing the finish line in 2015.
I'm crying with my fingers in the air.
That's the best you've ever looked. So you can only go down from there.
I was still an old man at that point. I was 45 years old in that photograph, or 44 years old.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Yeah, I looked much better at 28, believe me.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So, Brian, how was your run today?
My run, sir, was, it was a journey. So, you know, I've said I'm running the Independence Day Ultra, which is ultra distance over the course of the Independence Day weekend.
And I've had a couple questions about that.
1 month from now.
Are people starting on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, going to Monday? How many days are you allowed here?
I don't know what people are doing. This is up to you. It's independent.
So this is free form?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you would say probably 3 days. I'm going to try to do it all in one shove, but today taught me something. So today I got up. Now, I didn't do all the stuff the night before that you're supposed to do. I was going to run 15 today.
That's a big number.
Yeah, I've been running 13s, though, every last two or three weekends, so I felt fine. Part of the problem was that I joined a run streak this week, which just happened. I didn't realize it was coming right up, and it was the Brooks 5K a day.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's only 3.1 miles, which is fine for me, except then you add a 13 on Sunday that I had done previously, and then you add this, and all of a sudden, it's more miles than I typically run in a week.
You're up over 20 miles in the week.
I've been averaging about 25 miles a week.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you what happened. So I feel pretty good, I have to say. And it's like, okay, if I get a certain number of miles, then I have to take a walk break and then pick it back up again. I feel like I can push on pretty far. I don't have the joint pain I've had in the past. I don't have other limitations. I feel good. I don't feel like Superman, but you know, I feel like I can just keep going. And that's really all you want for a super long distance, right? But today was very humid and warm. It was like 70 when I woke up.
But it was a thick 70.
It was a thick 70. And I was moving pretty slow, getting out of bed. I went to bed a little later than I wanted to. Ate dinner much later than I had planned on.
Had you hydrated well enough?
Probably not. I think I hydrated adequately, but not as much as I would have. So then I woke up, had some coffee, tried to put together a breakfast, but I was not rushing out the door. Finally get out the door around, believe it or not, close to 9:30 or almost 10.
I'm raising my hand. It's a podcast, so you can't see it, but right. I'm raising my hand to say, that's 2 hours too late, Brian.
Oh, I know. I wanted to leave at 7, but I was being casual.
Well, it's the weekend. We're all in the pandemic brain.
It's been a hell of a week.
It's been quite a week.
Okay.
So 9 o'clock, not the end of the world. You get out there.
Right. And first 3 or 4 miles were hard. I mean, it was hot and my body was adjusting. But I had my hydration pack on and I felt all right. So after 5 miles, I was like, I feel pretty good. I'm moving along fine. I'm looking at other people who are like going out dog walking and stuff like that. And they're all like sweating and feeling rough. And I'm like, yeah, I feel pretty good.
I'm raising my hand again, but it's a podcast. So what'd you bring for nutrition?
So I was scraping the bottom of the cabinet, but it was fine. I had my Orange Mud hydration pack, which I put a Nun tablet into it. Or Noon. I can never remember how to pronounce
it. I think it's
that.
Nun.
Thank you. Nun tablet in there, which is, you know, it's just electrolytes or whatever. And I had 2 goos, and I had a granola bar just in case. So 2 goos, fine, right? I had a banana, I had peanut butter toast. I was okay. But it had to have been over 80 degrees by the time I hit the middle of this run, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and very humid. I mean, we just had a massive thunderstorm come through, and now it's cooled down and it's a little less humid. So it was getting up there. And so I'm running all trails. So I'm out of the sun for the most part, and everything felt pretty good until about mile 7 or 8. And I just... it was exactly mile 8, I think it was. And my body said, brother, you're hot. Like,
not in a good way.
Yeah.
Not the way I say it to you. Right.
So I just was drinking like crazy, ate all my nutrition, and then I stopped and I ate the granola bar. And at that point is when I knew that I'm eating a granola bar. I'm like, okay, my energy is down. I'm almost out of water. And at that point, I could have turned in one direction and headed for another, as I had planned on, another 8 miles or so, or whatever. Another 6 miles. Or I could just head home, be home 2.5 miles. Started running again. Felt pretty good after like a good 10-minute stop in the shade. Started just down a sidewalk. I'm like, I can hit a sidewalk and just be home in 2 miles.
Now, you weren't woozy. You were just out. You were just done.
No, I wasn't woozy, like heat stroke kind of woozy. You were just, or dehydration.
You were depleted.
Woozy. I was depleted. And I started running, and I felt fine. And then my body just said, yep, stop. So I could have walked at home, but I kind of wussed out. And for the second time, I think, ever in my running career, I called Andrea and said, hey, would you mind picking me up? I mean, I was only a couple miles away from home.
Oh, but that happens, man. That's real.
And it wasn't like I was ready for the emergency room. I just said,
"No, you just you were." It was.
There's no reason for me to walk two more miles, and it's now like 87 degrees, and
that's real, man.
Yeah. So I don't know what that bodes for the ultra, but this has been a big week, and May was a big miles month. And I have not done anything. There's been no taper. It's just been increased. So I think I got punched a little bit by that as well.
I mean, I'm going to say certainly for easily 9 or 10 full days, they've been high octane days.
Yeah.
Lots of fast and furious information coming at you in the world, in this country. A lot to get upset about, a lot to get interested in, concerned about, and voice about, and to
if you don't, focus has not been on running.
Right, running has been the last. You know, you and I clearly haven't done a show in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
and clearly other things have taken the fore, right, as they should. I think if you're looking at 2 or 3 nights of not great sleep, which may be true,
right.
I don't know, I'm just guessing. And if, but certainly if you didn't sleep well the night before,
right,
and you know, if I were to pop psychologize you, which I want to do.
Why else would we have a show, Peter?
Good point.
It'd be a very boring show.
I think there's a reason why you didn't get out the door till 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
But part of it, too, I mean, the weather conspired totally against you. I mean, it was soupy, and it was going to be challenging no matter what. Had you had the best sleep and gotten out at 7, you may have had the same issue happen at mile 12.
Yeah, that's probably right. And tomorrow is going to be low 60s and much lower humidity, and so I'll go out and try to
do a recovery run.
Wrap out the rest of the miles tomorrow.
Yeah, do another 5 tomorrow, yeah. Whatever, just to feel good.
And I'll be totally happy with that, because that's well within 24 hours of each other, and that's fine. And we'll wrap it up, and I'll try to get those big miles in next week, so that's fine.
May I ask a question about nature?
Sure.
What is the natural predator of the chipmunk?
Chipmunk?
Yeah, what eats chipmunks?
Oh, any number of predators. So you have foxes and fisher cats and raccoons. Any?
Does your red-tailed hawk snatch them?
Sure.
Okay, because I've noticed around my house, and I'm in an urban area.
Yeah, any flesh-eating mammal predator.
Would eat a chipmunk?
Sure.
Because they just look tasty.
I guess.
Because around me, and
snakes.
Again, I am...
I'm near not a mammal.
I'm near a small river, so... No, snakes are not a mammal. Did you want me to correct you on that?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a reptile. But that's okay. But they eat mammals.
They do?
That is weird.
Is it?
if I spend even a minute thinking about the cross-jumping of...
Well, I mean, we eat fish and birds.
But I think that's weird. We should only eat humans.
Okay.
That took a turn.
That's another show.
So can I get back to the chipmunk thing?
Please.
So by me... Again, city-ish, but close to a river. So it's, you know, it's not totally crazy that I would have a few chipmunks. This year, I don't know if it's because we're all home or what. Like, there's so many chipmunks this year.
No, this is a chipmunk year. We've had other years that have been squirrel years. We've had years that have been red.
Tail hawks?
No, yeah. Red squirrels.
Okay.
Red-tailed squirrels, is that what they are? And this year is a heavy, heavy chipmunk year.
1974 was a big red fox year.
Hey-yo.
Come on.
Yeah. If you don't know red fox, get on YouTube, will you?
So anyway, you have a lot of chipmunks out here in your carport.
Yeah, there's a lot of chipmunks living in here. We've had mice other years. I mean, we live in the woods, so what do you want? This is not a cicada year for New England.
It's going to be.
Although it will be. No, I thought it was other areas, and maybe it's this year or next year. I don't remember.
No, this is a 17th year.
Is this it?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna get hammered.
We're going to get that big, like... That, yeah, it just makes summer that much louder.
I listened to a podcast out of the CBC called Someone Knows Something.
That's a good one.
And this particular season that we're on now, I want to say is season four. The latest season, they use the summer cicada sound in every episode.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to solve a crime.
They use the cicadas to solve a crime.
This crime happened 17 years ago, I could tell by the cicadas. So okay. That show is a real nonfiction cold case investigation.
That's correct.
Show.
That's correct.
I'm gonna get to something so dorky, but it's gonna take me in a minute to get there. You ready?
You're gonna get back to what to that?
I'm gonna get back to my run today through a podcast.
Do it.
You've heard of the HBO program Homecoming?
I have.
Okay, so they're in season two right now. Season one, based on a podcast. I watched season one, I liked it, and I thought, based on a podcast, who listens to those? Why would you listen to a podcast? And I never thought about it. Then, for whatever reason, last week I said, you know, I'll listen to Homecoming. Podcast is incredible. I know I'm way late to the game on this.
That's okay.
Really, really good. It's better than the actual TV show. Now, the podcast, the first season of Homecoming, the soundtrack is pretty much all drums, and it's done. The drumming is done by a guy named Billy Martin, who is the Martin of Medeski, Martin and Wood, who is a band.
Okay,
they are a band.
All right.
Okay, this sends me down a Spotify rabbit hole to look at. I've been a Medeski Martin Wood fan, but I'm looking at Billy Martin stuff. He literally has albums of just cuts of him doing sick drum beats.
It's awesome.
Listen to the. So this is what I'm listening to during my run today when I really got down and I said I need to keep going. I put in a Billy Martin. I think it was just like Illy Beats Volume 3, and it's just, you know, 2 minute clips of him drumming, just drums, no
just
other
to
instruments,
give you that,
nothing else.
To give you that rhythm drive.
I may be a little concerned that it got me running a little too fast.
You think you went too hot?
I was liking it, because I was really like, oh, yeah. And that might have been it. That's all.
You think that might have contributed to your failure?
My meltdown, yeah.
Can I only have one bone to pick with you about that entire riff you just did.
Okay.
I believe it's Amazon, not HBO.
Whatever.
It's important to be clear.
They're all the same to
They're
me.
Not because I frequent the HBO and I've not seen, I've only seen the first episode, I believe, of the show on Amazon, I think. And is the second season just hitting now?
Yes, and starring Janelle Monáe.
Yes, Janelle Monáe, because she's taking over for Julia Roberts.
Well, it's a same universe, completely different show.
Kind of like True Detective.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Correct.
That is definitely Amazon then, thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of Jeff Misner, which we're not.
Jeff Misner, who is a DJ and friend of ours and friend of, just said, Billy Martin.
He knows Billy Martin?
Yes, they play
What
together.
Is going on today with the sort of syncopation of things?
Yes, so Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and Mr. Rourke, our friend, the DJ, Jeff Misner, know each other quite well.
Who has done the HWRT anthem for us.
Yeah, we'll... You know what? Let's play that at the end of the show.
Let's play it at the end because I love that anthem. We don't get it enough.
We'll do it right after the credits.
We haven't seen Mr. Misner in a long time because of a thing called the COVID.
Yeah.
He's fine, just meaning like we're not near him. We don't see him. But I've recently acquired a new iPhone, and I've made my ringtone the same ringtone that he has back in the office.
Which is?
It's called Sci-Fi. It goes... Or something like that. I can't mimic it.
It's not a Billy Martin illy beat?
No. In fact, when he hears this episode,
yeah,
he's going to change his ring to a Billy Martin beat. Brian, I know you, like me, are looking at the calendar and you're tagging the days to come because we're starting marathon training in just a few short weeks. I'm personally going to do an 18-week plan. I'm taking the 16-week beginner marathon plan from, of course, the great Tom Holland marathon method book that he put out a few years ago. I'm taking the 16-week program, going all the way back to the beginner setting because my body's at a beginner level. again, and that's fine. I'm okay with it. Thanks, COVID. And
I think you can thank torn meniscus and a bad hamstring, actually.
Probably. And Cheez-Its. And Funyuns. Anywho, I'm taking a 16-week plan, beginner, and I'm adding 2 weeks in front of it, which is essentially going to be the first week of that 16-week training twice. Three times total, when you think about it. So it's week one, two, three times, and then go to week two.
You've done this before.
I have, and it just gets me in the mindset of looking at it, thinking about it, doing the weight training and stretching in between on the days off. Mm-hmm. It's just a way. Now, I mean, I always take a calendar no matter when, and I always write down my runs. But this is a little something different. This is you go in looking. Like I start my week and I look at the calendar. I look at the days coming up. I say, oh, right, at the end of this week, an 8 is my long run. Or in this week, a 12 is my long run. And you have to do a certain amount of shopping around that too, because you're going to need some stuff on your person when you go for the long runs. So I'm excited to have a little bit of a focus and an organized plan, despite the fact that it's very possible, just to be realistic, since this is the first recording we've done since they officially canceled the Boston Marathon, even in the relocated date in September. Now it's just gone, and a lot of things, August and September, are gone. Of course, our MDI in the mid-October range, you know, I'm sure it's got a target on it. I'm sure it's in jeopardy, and that's just being realistic, right?
Of course.
But I think it's still mentally important to proceed as planned.
I agree.
Because if there's any downside, what would it be? I can't even think of a downside.
Right, none. If you do it slowly and smartly, get into marathon shape. Why not?
Right, why not?
I mean, that's what I've been building up this base. So I ran 25-mile weeks, just January, February, March, and April. And that didn't even start doing that. It was just like I was going to run pretty much every day, even if it's a mile, whatever. And we wound up having quite a mild winter, so it wasn't a big deal, and it was easy to do. And then once we were homebound, thanks to coronavirus, that became even more important. It was a head-clearing run every day.
Right.
Most days. You know, I missed probably 5 days a month or something like that. And then I started ramping it up in May. And now I'm ramping it up. And really what I'm doing with the Independence Day Ultra aside is getting to about week 4 of the Hansen Method training. So that's all I'm doing, because the load, so the whole idea, and we've mentioned this before, their longest run is 15 miles. It's not outrageous.
That's nice.
But the weekly averages are way more.
Like, what are we talking, 35s, 40s?
No, you get up to over, I think the biggest ones are in the upper 50s.
Oh my, in
like
a week?
60 miles, yeah. And you do multiples of those.
Oh, okay.
And it's speed.
Yep.
Every week.
Yep.
And it's marathon pace every week, one day each of those. And then you run 6 days a week.
And we talking fives, sixes, sevens? Yeah. Must be, right? Yeah.
Right. So
that's pretty cool.
So that's pretty high mileage, way high for me. And so I felt like I needed to, I wasn't going to go from like, you know, puttering around to starting that and 4 weeks in, I'm doing 25 miles a week.
You wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. I know 25 miles a week. That's easy.
Guys.
Oh.
They went right.
You just had, what are the chipmunks?
I just
Dale.
Chip and Dale go right under
Chip
my
Chip and Dale
bum.
Just went right under you.
Right under my chair.
I guess they live.
They came running right at me.
There,
and they
yeah.
kind of saw that I was there and kept going.
Yeah,
anyway.
They don't care that much. And
what
I don't
that?
Know what they're doing.
Did they both make it past me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I only saw one get through. Is one stuck?
No.
Okay. That'd be embarrassing. So I've been doing a deep dive on Dick Cavett shows.
Yeah.
Now, you can get some of them on the Amazon, but you can get them all a lot of them for free. Some of the best ones on a thing called Tubi. T-U-B-I.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And today I watched an interview from 1974 with David Bowie. It's pretty interesting. And but the one I almost played was Red Fox.
Dick Cavett, an intellectual is intellectual.
It was a good interview.
He's a good.
He's good.
Still alive.
Mr. Cabot? Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
He's doing fine.
He's coming on the show.
He's living in Connecticut. Fine.
Brian, you've mentioned twice now the Independence Day Ultra. Would you like to hear the musical sting for it?
Independence Day Ultra. Independence Day Ultra. Independence Day Ultra.
That's the great Jeff Cronenberg made that for us. I can't wait for you to hear the 200th episode sting he's also made.
I love it.
But the Independence Day Ultra, he did fine work on it. It's one of his best. Thank you, Jeff. So we've got a lot of notes to the howisyourruntoday@gmail.com address saying, how can I, just an average listener, a Hawartian out there in the wild, how can I too participate in whatever this Independence Day Ultra is? Because it sounds like something you just made up.
Of course it's something I just made up. And I'll tell you this. I think most people, if you have the Independence Day weekend off, you're probably having either Friday or Monday off. Probably Friday, I believe, is the observed day. So take the 3 days. If you can run 10 miles a day for 3 days, great. If you can do it in 2 days, if you do one day, it doesn't matter. And I know you're chomping at the bit to ask me a question about what the heck is an ultra.
Brian, what the heck is an ultra?
So an ultra, of course, is any distance over the 26.2. And you and I have always said, it's, you know, if you run a marathon and then you keep running for like one block, is that an ultra? Of course not, because you have to intentionally run the longer distance. But for the Independence Day Ultra, I'm going to say, if you can designate ahead of time that 27 miles is your ultra, fine.
Well, 3 9s are pretty good.
You just say it ahead of time and say, I'm running a 27-mile ultra. Fine.
I think I might target the 3 9s.
Do it.
That might be good.
I'm going to try to do a 50K in one day, and I'm not worried about time. I'm just worried about doing it. And I've been trying to cobble together. I've got about 15 miles of it nailed. Mm. I know every step of it. I know it. I'm all trails around my house. I'm leaving from my house. I'm returning to my house. There's one section, the biggest section, which is 10 or 15 miles of it, and it's a complicated double back loop, and I don't know the trails well enough, so I know the big loop part, but I can't connect everything. So I'm very concerned getting deep in the miles and winding up in the woods, running around in circles, not knowing where I'm going, having 10 or 15 miles left to go.
That sounded like today.
That was a little today.
Like a rehearsal.
I did get lost in it. I didn't get lost, but I didn't wind up where I wanted to wind up. And then I got overheated. And that may have exacerbated things.
Well.
You know?
Certainly if you get mentally rattled.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, where am I? Which way should I? What's the best? Go back to Marathon George's marathon math issue. Your brain doesn't work right.
That is 100% correct.
There's a reason why race courses are delineated.
Yes, of course. And so this is a goofy thing I'm doing. Now, this was way before there were protests and everything else. So the 4th of July weekend, I actually don't know what's going to happen.
Put a pin in that,
you
right?
Know, so who there knows? May be much more important events and or marches that I'm going to be involved in that is just going to make this seem like the most selfish, stupid thing ever invented.
It's a high likelihood.
It's a high likelihood. I mean, this is going to be...
if I know the artist in residence, and I think I do, she might have you signed up for a few things that weekend.
That's right. So there may be... It may wind up just being the social justice 4th of July weekend, and the Independence Day Ultra may go out the window.
If only you had more time, you knew you were going to be home longer.
Right.
and you had more availability and other weekends where you could attempt such a thing. But your work life is so crazy and your commute is huge.
Bizarrely, I could probably run an ultra any day I wanted to. I just have to say, this is the day I'm doing it. So you're right.
You sound like Paul Checkel now.
Come on, break.
Speaking of Paul Checkel, Lori Mitchner, Lori Sandahler, is training for
the Bedwater.
The Bedwater 135, and I think her hashtag is train until it's canceled, or train in, like you don't know any better, or whatever it is.
Forged in the frozen north, tempered on the trail, sharpened on the street. Lori is taking her conch shell to the world's toughest foot race.
I think she has a good high likelihood of it happening. Here's
when is
why.
It? It's August?
No, it's July. But, I mean, she's training in a winter hat right now. In a weight vest. It's disturbing watching her social media training.
When you pulled your baby man this morning?
No, stop. That's not fair at all.
But when you pulled your baby man this morning, she would have run up in a weight vest and a winter hat and picked you up and taken you the rest of the way.
Like a flag.
Like a heated...
Like I was a little
like
baby
Like a thermal
flag.
Blanket heated flag.
I'm going to tell you this. As I was standing on the corner... And when I say I'm standing on the corner, I'm like in a field sitting on a stone wall. Crying like, Andrew, come pick it. No, I wasn't crying.
I'm at the
but
crosswalk.
I was like, hey.
I'm at the crosswalk in the woods.
Yeah. And I basically said, should she bring me a fresh water bladder, 2 liters of water, or should she bring me up and take me home? And I'm like, no, I'm going to run 10 miles tomorrow. Forget today.
Let's go home and eat Fritos.
Yeah. In the intervening 10 minutes or so, all I thought about was exactly that. Lori running up to me, wearing a winter hat.
Yeah.
And a weight vest,
yeah.
And just slapping me so hard in the face, saying, oh, come on. And then David Goggins.
Who's going to carry the boats?
That's right. That's all I could think about is those two giving it to me.
She's going to carry the boats and you were the boat.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Listen, sometimes you have it. Sometimes you don't. That's okay.
Yeah, I didn't have it. And I'm okay with it.
I didn't mean to make fun of you with a baby man comment. I'll just do anything, anytime to get you to play that soundbite. So thank you. Brian, this was episode 198. We're fastly approaching the big 200. What do you want to see for our bicentennial?
200, our last show ever?
I okay. Look at you.
Are we? Do we go past 200?
I mean, Igor and I will, so just let me know.
That's awesome.
You know who'd go past 200? Who? Lori Mitchner. She'd go on to 300.
Yeah, just keep going.
She put on a winter hat and keep going.
Yeah, just win.
So all I'm saying is, what do you want to see come out of the bicentennial? What do you want out of that show? Do you want just a best of? Do you want to look back at the huge, huge library of shows and have our best of?
It's hilarious when you say that because that would mean me going back and pulling clips and editing together a best of show. So absolutely not.
That's why I told you to get to work.
No one should be excited for that because it ain't going
to
happen.
Give you a couple of weeks to work on that.
No, you can give me all summer.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No more shows until 200 in like December.
When it's safe to be side by side again, touch knees.
That's right.
Don't you miss touching knees?
No, I don't know what
don't
that means.
Don't you miss touching knees? Brian, they're going to need these guys, Brian. They're going to need them.
You keep saying that.
They're going to need these guys.
When are actors and actresses going to start stepping onto stages again?
Live theater, long time. TV production, limited start next week.
Really?
Various shows, yes.
All in New Zealand?
Well.
They're only shooting in New Zealand?
New Zealand, UK. I don't know about Culver
UK?
City, California. I think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You okay? That's what they say over there. You okay?
UK.
And if the answer is yes, they can start shooting again.
Huh.
Did you hear the rumor about the peanut butter?
What?
I don't want to spread it.
Nice.
So, I mean, would you tell people they could just come up with their own ultra and just document it in some fashion and just let us know about it?
Of course. And I also think they should come up with their own 200th episode.
Stop trying to shove this off to the people.
No, I really do. I think make a voice recording, send it to howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. We'll put it all together and that'll be the show.
That's work for you. That means you cobbling that stuff together.
Yeah, but I don't have to talk.
It'd be worth it.
It would be worth it.
So go
ahead
and do that. Come up with a little something you want to say. Is a Hawartian, a proud member, a Clyde Army member if you are, like me.
Clyde Army.
Thank you. That's twice. You got twice in a show. Mm-hmm. And send us a little note, and we'll put your dulcet tones on the show. That'd be a good way to celebrate 200.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Yeah, I mean, how about you tell us happy birthday? How about that?
Is it our birthday?
I don't know. It's not
We're
really.
We're 200 years old.
No, that's October. It's really just the 200th show.
200th show. When do you think that's coming out? So this is 198. We got 199 coming out sometime, I don't know, July, August, and then 200 coming out around the Millinocket Marathon.
When's the Wolf Moon? Do we already have that?
Super Blood Wolf Moon?
Yeah, when's that?
I don't know. It seems like there's a new one every week.
I think the way things are going, we shouldn't overpromise, but we should underdeliver.
We've been doing that for 198 shows.
That's how I train for a marathon.
Peter, there's a lot going on in the world.
Oh, there is.
There's a lot going on in everyone's neighborhood. Be kind to each other.
That's so true.
Do the right thing. Listen, there's one thing I know. You know the right thing to do. Just do it.
And certainly be registered to vote. Like, there's no excuse here now.
That's
like,
right.
Just be registered. Make sure you're registered. Be ready. Make sure all your information's correct. You know, vote your conscience. Do what you got to do. But don't sit this one out. This whole next 5 months is going to be important.
It's not like everything's riding on the vote in November.
Every single thing is. Every single thing is. Anything you can think of, yes.
But a lot of it is.
A great deal. Hey!
Hey!
Brian, as we've said, this was episode 198 of How Is Your Run Today with you, Brian Gould, me, Peter Villa. The theme music and special... what was it called?
Independence Day Ultra.
See, it's a mouthful, but it's got a ring to it. That was made by Jeff Kronenberg. He's an amazing musician and composer. Artist in residence is Andrea Bonnie Gould. Our social media guru is Anna Brooks.
Every Saturday or Sunday or whenever really you want, tell us about your run. Go to social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and let us know how your run was, what the weather was like. Please include a sweet, sweet photo. That's a little thing we like to call the Sat Stat Chat.
Yeah, today's was pretty good. We're recording this on Saturday, and people got out there and did all the good works, and I appreciate that. And now I'm going to wear a mask that says Vote on it, made by the Artist in Residence. Thank you, Andy.
Goodbye.
Now, what's that? Is that a frog?
No idea.
That right there. What's that, a frog?
I don't know.
You have a lot of nature around here.
Yeah, we live in the woods. It's been hard to...
Motivate.
It's been hard to motivate. And, it's been, that's true. I don't have that easy...
Jesus, you're handling this like the mile 8 of your mini ultra today.
I'm honoring one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Of all time!
So hold on, everybody. I'm playing this for you.
H-W-Y-R-T, H-H-W-Y-R-T.
How was your run today?
How has all of your runs been?
I'll tell you how my run was.
How was your run today?
How was your run today? How was your run today?
With Brian Gould and myself, Peter Villa.
One time Boston Marathon.
Finisher.
Hosts of the program.
People are actually working out / running.
As a doctor, a good run could work out all that anxiety and stress. What's going on?
And I'm not a medical doctor.
Which is true.
I'm not a medical doctor.
And the fact that anybody would do anything based on anything we would do is just preposterous.
It's not preposterous.
Niche running material.
Well, I'm excited to get back out there. So
let's get outside. Let's enjoy it.
I achieved my runner's high.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, thank you for your approval.
To get back to what I was saying.
Oh, will you speak?
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Brian. How was your run today?
Brian, Gould, and myself, Peter Villa.
Make me laugh, monkeys.
We're the laugh monkeys.
I think we have to take a break to go to Feedback Corner. Is that true?
Hi, Lauren.
Hola, run dudes.
Hey, that's us.
I guess it is.
Join us on social media, either on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter.
And they can just find that link right on the site at hwirt.com. There's an email site. It's howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com.
That's the one.
It's that easy.
That's right.
H-W-Y-R-T.
What?
Hey!
Great run today.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. On that note.